right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We got a guest on today for the first half hour, so I won't waste any time. I'm going to go right into introducing him now, and then I got a rant I'm going to go off on later. But with no further ado, I want to introduce him now because he's got some very interesting information to share with us. His name is Christian Wild. He's the author of two books. One is called The Miracle of Stem Cell Heart Repair. And the other one, which we're going to be focusing more attention on, is Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke. You know, before we discuss that book, though, I'd like quickly for you to clarify something, Mr. Wild, because there's a lot of misconception about stem cell research. Rightly so, a lot of people are concerned about, you know, stem cell research that involves fetal tissue, but the stem cell research you're talking about doesn't involve fetal tissue. Is that correct?
That's right, Charles. These are adult stem cells. All of the progress that's been made and is being made is actually coming not from embryonic stem cells, as we were told it would, but instead from adult stem cells from your own body, autologous stem cells. And they're doing, right now there are Parkinson's, MS, diabetes type 1, type 2 are being treated successfully with adult cells. And recently, the world leader in embryonic stem cell research, Ian Wilmut, the man who cloned Dolly the sheep, who we all affectionately know and love, but he suddenly turned his direction and said, I am no longer going to approach and pursue embryonic stem cells per se, that there's a better way to do this. And, of course, what I report on in the newest book, which is Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, is the good news that in the FDA trials ongoing currently are tremendous successes with patients who were considered no-option patients who were in heart failure, which there are 5 million people in the United States right now, 22 million dying worldwide of this disease. And until now, there has never been a promise or a hope. And in that book are 12 cases of patients who I followed from the time their doctor said, you are not going to make it, you are a no-option patient, very advanced in your disease, to the time that they would have their own stem cells injected into their damaged heart, and for the first time in medical history, that heart could be rejuvenated. And this is truly exciting. Now the trials are moving into enrolling 360 in the MyoHeart trial and 160 in the Baxter trial. So this is an exciting time. This is some hope for people who up till now have had not a prayer as far as turning their disease of heart failure around.
Yeah, there's been actually some recent developments. I don't know if this is connected at all with what you're doing, but where they've taken a sick heart and basically flushed it out, injected it with healthy cells, and boom, it's back to life, beating healthfully again.
Yeah, it's very true. And that scientist who you saw on the news is Dr. Doris Taylor, PhD, from Minnesota, University of Minnesota. She is a major contributor to the book. You will read her comments. She's the one who also discovered this process that you and I are talking about, myoblast skeletal stem cell transplant. It was she and her team while she was at Duke University that came up with that.
So this is related. Yeah, I was at the dentist office the other day watching that, and I thought, wow, this sounds similar to, you know, what I knew you were going to be talking about today.
You know, Charles, I was at the conference in Scottsdale, and Dr. Taylor was one of the featured speakers, which she always is at these conferences. And she showed on the massive screen to all the cardiologists that were there how even when they take stem cells and put them in a petri dish, cardiomyocyte heart cells, they automatically start to beat at the end of 3 days.
Incredible. Yeah, there's some very interesting progress being made. And we'll talk some more about that when we get back, folks. Short break. Stick with us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today by Christian Wild, author of, two different books, but we're talking particularly today about his one on alternative cardiovascular health and treatments. The name of that book is Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke. He's here today to talk to us about that. In fact, before we launch into that, why don't you quickly mention your website, anything else you want to plug?
Okay, Charles, thank you. Yeah, you can read about the book, the two books. They're even offered as a discount together because they're complementary to one another. If you go to www.myheartbook.com, myheartbook.com, or you could order directly at 866-STEM-123, 866-STEM-123. One, two, three. Charles, the good news, I wanted to add this point. There is some confusion always between the adult stem cells and embryonic, and people hear bits and pieces, and they're not sure from the media which is the one that we should be as a nation pursuing. There is no destruction of the embryo with adult stem cells as opposed to embryonic stem cell research. And what we're talking about is adult stem cells from your own body.
Right, yeah, make that distinction. That's important because, of course, there's a lot of apprehension when people hear that. I wasn't even aware myself until talking with you that there was a difference. I thought stem cell always implied, you know, fetal tissue.
Well, you know, it's we've been handed some real disinformation. We were told from the beginning that all of the diseases that I mentioned earlier, including spinal injury, the cure could only come from embryonic stem cells. But never anywhere in the world, not just the United States, because it's true, the United States and Britain have, the governments have regulated the funding for embryonic stem cell research. It has still gone on for almost 15 years in countries all over the world. And we're talking about unfettered. We're talking about China, Korea, India. And still, there's never been a single documented success with an embryonic stem cells. So when the world leader turned toward this direction of adult stem cells for the answers for catastrophic diseases, it was a major breakthrough and great significance for those, including the president of this country, who has made that stand. It's easy to criticize a president when you think he's wrong. When he does something that turns out to be right, he ought to get a little credit for that.
Well, he did something good.
Yes. Yeah. He takes a beating. So, I mean, give him a little here. He the position that he took on this, and whether you take the moral and ethical concerns off the table, the scientific issues alone that confront embryonic stem research are in themselves daunting. And one of the reasons is because the body rejects them, number one. Number two, in the animal studies, they have created tumors, and particularly in the brains of some of the animals. So before you can put an embryonic or ever were in a position to put the embryonic stem cell into a human being, you had to first prove it safe in the animal studies, and they've never been able to do that. So much for embryonic stem cells versus adult cells.
Now, are you in the research field yourself, or are you just
I've spent 7 years in the first book, actually, Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke. The reason I wrote that, Charles, was because I was running into too many friends and going to too many funerals of people that were told they were in excellent physical shape. I'm talking about people that had just passed their annual thallium treadmill, and their cholesterol was well in control, and then 3 days later, the doctor were to hear your patient so-and-so dropped dead on the fourth hole of the golf course. And
wow.
Or he went to sleep last night and didn't awaken. And when I started talking to doctors about it, they said, we're in the business of saving lives. And when we lose patients like this, we don't fully understand what's going on. We're checking their cholesterol. And I said to one of them, I said, you realize that 50% of all the heart attacks happen with normal cholesterol. So I'm going to start a research project. I didn't know it would take 5 years. But I wanted to go into the research community and find out what other hidden factors. And certainly inflammation is a major one. It's the subtitle of the first book, Inflammation, Cardiology's Newest Frontier. Because you can have perfectly good cholesterol, but have a high reading of CRP. High sensitivity CRP, it's a blood test I recommend to everyone, under $40. If you have a high level of that, inflammation, it's a marker of inflammation in your body, you can rupture plaque at any time and go into sudden death. Dr. Paul Ridker at Harvard University is kind of the father of CRP. And so now that it's been determined that inflammation is as important as cholesterol.
Now, in your book, you draw a distinction between preventative and interventional cardiology. Could you elaborate on why, you know, the difference is so important?
Well, I learned that one of the very first physicians we ever read about in history, it was in China, and he taught his students that the inferior doctor treats the full-blown disease, but the superior doctor treats the disease long before it is evident. So preventive cardiology for the past 20 years has been using that approach, finding the symptoms, finding the dysfunctions that will eventually lead that patient to become a heart failure or heart attack patient, as opposed to the interventional approach, which is when the patient could no longer negotiate 5 minutes on a treadmill, then we have to do an angioplasty and possibly open heart surgery. They were treating the symptom when it was far advanced. And so more and more now, over the past few years, you find that the two fields of cardiology are merging in prevention, and the focus on prevention, is much more stringent than it has been in the past, and that's to the benefit of the patients.
Yeah, that only makes sense. Get to the heart of the matter before it ever becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you prescribe in your book, is this something that the average patient, you know, will have readily accessibility to, or is this, you know, do you have to fly across the country to get this kind of treatment? Or?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. It's written in everyday language in large print for seniors so they can understand what they're reading, and it is to inform the patient so they can intelligently discuss the latest breakthroughs and the latest information with their physicians without feeling intimidated. You know, so many times you walk into the doctor's office and you want to say something, and then you're afraid to say it, and then afterward you're kicking yourself because, oh, darn it, I should have asked him this, or I should have told him this. There's more to cardiology treatment than just getting a prescription for a statin drug. As a matter of fact, there are a great degree of problems from statin drugs that are being investigated right now, and that whole investigation is in the book Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair. It's being done by the National Institutes of Health. No pharmaceutical money was accepted into this study that's being done at the University of California, San Diego. They didn't want to thwart the information.
Sure.
So they're looking at these side effects from cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Wow. Yeah, this sounds really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your book, you talk about the general thinking concerning women's risk.
Oh, yes.
Heart disease mm-hmm. that must change. What are you referring to there?
Well, you know, Charles, that was the very first chapter I wrote because I couldn't believe the disconnect when I became aware that 55 to 65,000 women, more women than men, were dying of heart disease. And, of course, now you see a lot more attention to it. But this was something that in the medical community that had been overlooked. I do want to say that the same genetic factors, because we certainly realize that heart disease to a great degree is inherited, but the very same hidden risk factors, genetic factors, that are passed on in a family's history from great-great-grandparent to great-grandparent on down to the parents and then to the siblings today, those same dysfunctions visit the female physiology just as often as they do the male. But they haven't been looking for those factors in the female patient. And consequently, they've been losing an opportunity to keep women from having heart attacks. You know, actually, in the journal Geriatrics and Gynecology, they had reported that one-third of heart attacks among women were being missed by their very physicians. And so when a woman comes to crises, because they have not given her treadmills, they have not given her thallium treadmills, and they have not put her on medications earlier, when she comes to crises, her disease is far advanced, and her outcome during the first year is not nearly as good as that of a man. 44% of the women who have a heart attack do not survive the first year compared to 27% of the men. So it's really important that the women buy the book, become informed, so they can intelligently discuss these things with their physician and see to it that they and their family get the proper cardiovascular preventive care. I always say nobody will have the vested interest in protecting you and your family more than yourself, and that's why it's written for you.
Some type of chauvinistic thing involved here?
No, it's just a lack of knowledge, I think. The amount of women that have been sent home from an ER or from a doctor's office with a handful of antacids or a prescription who have gone home and had heart attacks or died from it is tremendous. They've been turned back from the ER, told they're just having a little stress or a little acid indigestion. I have a whole chapter in the book called Heart Attack or Acid Reflux. How do you tell the difference?
Interesting. I tell you what, we've got to go to another break, but stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Just got a few more minutes left here. We actually have a call I'm going to try to squeeze in here before our half hour is up. But I wanted to ask you, once again, our guest is Christian Wild, not to be confused with Wild Christian. That's what I used to be called. But actually, why don't you go ahead one more time and mention your website, and then I had a question for you real quick.
Okay, Charles, you can go to the website at www.myheartbook.com. That's one word, myheartbook.com. Or you can call in on 866, that's toll free, 866-STEM-123. STEM-123. Thank you, Charles.
Okay, great. Yeah, just a quick question, then we'll go to our caller. The subtitle of your book is Inflammation, Cardiology's Newest Frontier. And I was just wondering, you know, based on your research, how important you believe that CRP and inflammation is, and should we be tested for this?
Yes, I definitely believe anyone with even a question. If you have a score of below 1, you're safe. 1 to 2, you're at moderate risk. If you're above 3, you're at high risk. And I'll tell you some things that cause an inflammation factor to raise. If you have gum disease, if you are obese, if you smoke, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, if you have lupus, there are so many factors that can actually raise and send that CRP through the roof. And when it becomes high and becomes elevated, it inflames the walls of the artery, the endothelium walls of the artery. And any plaque that is innocently sitting there on those walls, when it becomes inflamed underneath it, can rupture it and send it into sudden death. the reason.
Now, are you saying that this might not necessarily be related to, high cholesterol intake in the diet? Or?
Oh, yes. You could. It can. In the physician's health study, they found that if you had both elevation in LDL cholesterol and elevation in CRP, inflammation, that you had a 500% chance of a heart attack over 6 years. But the people who had only elevation in CRP and not cholesterol, they had a 300% chance of heart attack over 6 to 8 years.
Wow.
It's something you can ask your doctor for, a high sensitivity CRP blood test when you go in.
Okay, we got enough time, I guess, for this one call. We got Mike in Kentucky. I guess he had a question for you. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Does your book get into the what I see as a concerning rise, if not an epidemic, in pregnancy-associated heart failure?
Oh, yes. Every phase of heart failure, we talk about ejection fraction, which is the measurement, and how these patients in the book, there's 12 of them, who were literally, who couldn't even negotiate a walk from their sofa in the living room to the bathroom without being exhausted.
Doctors miss it. They don't, with my wife, they didn't listen to her lungs for fluid, or the nurse actually fudged her oxygen level. Oh. And they got a down pat to where you can't sue them anymore for even negligent care. It's so risky. The law firms won't take it on because they're afraid of getting countersued.
Yeah, they put a cap on it. Did you have a bad experience with it? I mean, what was the end result?
Well, we went through the gamut of alternative health things that the National Institute of Health barely recognizes, like fish oil and magnesium and CoQ10 and D-ribose and all that to feed her heart, and she is barely still in heart failure at about...
Is she on coenzyme Q10?
50% ejection fraction is what they last told her.
Mm-hmm. That's not terrible, but you drop into 40, you're actually in heart failure.
Well, at the lowest point, she was at 17%.
Ooh. So she was coenzyme Q10 are you taking?
Well, we've tried different brands, anywhere from 30 grams to 200. 30 milligrams to 200 milligrams in different brands. Because
200 milligrams is where you probably should be if she's taking a cholesterol drug.
No, and have you followed the recent news about the cholesterol drugs as being useless?
Well, I don't find them as useless. I do find them over-prescribed or over-emphasized.
Most medications are today.
What about homocysteine factor?
I write about it like you've never heard. If you pick up the book, Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, I worked with the world's leader on homocysteine and helped change the guidelines. They were way too high. And if you have elevation in, if you're taking certain drugs, if you're taking niacin, as wonderful as niacin is, it will raise your homocysteine level 50%.
Which can lead to inflammation in the arteries.
Definitely, and in the brain. Also, add L-carnitine to your wife's.
Doing that. L-carnitine. Okay. Mm-hmm. There was a nice product called Q-Gel, one pill. She has mm-hmm. stomach problems, and she can't take a whole lot of stuff, but that combined, like the vitamin E, the fish oil, the mm-hmm. The CoQ10 and the L-carnitine all in one pill, but you can get it separate, and we've been doing that too. Sometimes it's cheaper.
Yeah, you know, they're getting a lot of money for these.
I know it.
And you know, you got to know, you know, in human nature, so you question when they give you a real discount on a coenzyme Q10, which costs a lot to make. And you say to yourself, are they really putting 200 milligrams in there, and how do I know?
Because nobody's monitoring. And is it absorbable? Is it the kind that can be absorbed?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot that's not supposedly very absorbable, and it just gets broken down in your digestive tract.
I would feel very good the fact that she's come from 17 up to 50.
Yep. Thanks.
Anyway, that's all the time we got. Christian Wilde, did you want to mention anything really quick? We got about maybe 5 seconds.
Well, no, just become involved in your own health care.
Okay,
www.myheartbook.com. You'll get
there.
There
you go, myheartbook.com, folks. Give it a check and read his book. Sounds very good. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Charles.
Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. You know, speaking of alternative health, something we talk about quite a bit on here, 77 RBN listeners, guys, are now needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been done on this, the astonishing effects of this rare mineral-like herbal product compound. It's had a tremendous effect on arthritis, obesity, energy loss, memory, and even reproductive health problems. So to claim your supply today as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Again, that's www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so get in on it now while you can. Again, the toll-free number is 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Check them out, guys. You know, if you get any of those health symptoms, health problems, this could be the answer you've been looking for. And again, you're not dealing here with some chemical pharmaceutical product that could maybe solve some of those problems but create other problems in other areas. This is a natural herbal-based product. So, you know, this is something your body can assimilate. It's a food. You know, the chemical medications, of course, are not foods. And, you know, if they do help the symptoms they claim to help with, and sometimes that's not even the case, But if they do help with those symptoms, once again, they create problems in other areas. It's time we get away from these pharmaceutical fascists who are just out for profits and get approved by the FDA because they know somebody who knows somebody else who works at the FDA, or they're shoveling fat wads of cash under the table to FDA staff, FDA heads, and their products are getting approved without any concern about your health. So, you know, we can't trust that medium anymore. Those days are long gone. In fact, you really couldn't ever trust them, but the situation's gotten far worse in recent years. So, again, you want to take your health into your own hands, look into these alternative methods that are far more effective, far less dangerous, in fact, not dangerous at all. You can't go wrong with this stuff. Anyway, let's go into our topic at hand for today. I'm going to be talking about strange and bizarre coincidences. As you know, listening to the show, I don't just talk about politics. I have plenty of other interests. In fact, I prefer to talk about these other subjects more than politics. Politics is downright disgusting and depressing. I can't stand politics, believe it or not, even though I talk about it mostly more than anything else. Absolutely can't stand it. These alternative science subjects or just anomaly subjects are far more interesting and... Again, I much prefer to talk about them. So let's look at some of these bizarre coincidences. Here's one. This is real interesting. On a Friday the 13th in 1946, a Georgia midwife was called upon to deliver three babies in the same area of the Okefenokee Swamp. The woman, the midwife, was evidently so upset over the inconvenience that this dealt her, you know, traveling so far, so late, and having to deliver three babies, you know, on the same night, that she put a hex on all three of them. Now, I'm not sharing this with you because I believe in hexes, but nevertheless, there are bizarre coincidences that have occurred, and this is a good example. So... she put a, quote, hex on these three babies. But check this out. She said that one would die before she was 16. Another would be dead before she reached the age of 21. And finally, that the third one would not live to see her 23rd birthday. Tragically, one girl at age 15 died in an automobile accident. Another was killed by gunfire in a nightclub brawl the night before her 21st birthday. 2 years later, in 1969, the third woman asked to be admitted into a Baltimore hospital, declaring that she was doomed to die before her 23rd birthday. It was agreed to admit her to keep her under observation, seeing that, you know, she was so hysterical. Amazingly, the next morning, just 2 days before her 23rd birthday, she was found dead in her hospital bed, apparently as a result of extreme shock and anxiety. Was this a self-fulfilling prophecy? Perhaps, but nevertheless, what do you make of this? You know, this is so bizarre. The world is filled with these strange coincidences, and, you know, I'm not professing to have an answer. You know, I just like to present these things and let you do with them what you will. Nevertheless, it's... you know, interesting, strange. Here's another one. When Louis the 16th of France was a child, an astrologer warned him, and again, I'm not into astrology, don't think for a moment I'm advocating, legitimacy to astrology, but nevertheless, this did happen. As a child, an astrologer warned him to always be on his guard on the 21st of every month. From that day forward, the terrified child refused to make any plans on that day. In spite of his precautions, however, fate still found him out. On June 21st, 1791, he and his queen were arrested at Varennes as they tried to escape the revolution. On September 21st of the following year, France abolished the institution of royalty and declared itself a republic. And finally, on January 21st, 1793, Louis the 16th was executed. So again, very bizarre stuff. What do we make of this? Here's another one. Augustus J.C. Hare, a well-known writer and artist in the Victorian period, had been given up for adoption in the 1830s when he was only 14 months old. In his autobiography, he told the following bizarre story. Here's what he said. On the anniversary of my adoption, we all went over to Mannheim and dined at the hotel where, 17 years before, I, being 14 months old, was given away to my aunt, who was also my godmother, to live with her for the rest of my life, or for the rest of my childhood anyway, as if I were her own child. When we returned to the station in the evening, on the platform was a poor woman crying very bitterly with a little child in her arms. When I asked what was wrong, she replied, quote, "It is about my little child who was only 14 months old, who was going away from me forever on the train which is coming. It is going away to be adopted by its aunt, who is also its godmother, and I shall never, never have anything to do with this child again." I mean, come on, folks. The same exact scenario. Here's this guy celebrating the anniversary of, you know, his adoption, and there he is at the train station, and, you know, there's a woman doing the same thing with her baby, the same age, 14 months, giving her up for adoption to a woman that was also the godmother. I mean, this is just really bizarre. What do you attribute this to? I mean, how do you explain this? Why do things happen like this? Can we possibly say that this is just random freak accidents, random coincidences? Or is there something behind it? And if there is, what could it possibly be? You know, some might say, oh, it's divine intervention. But some of these things don't appear to have any good function. In fact, some of them have downright evil consequences to them. I don't think we can say that's divine intervention. Well, you know, is life some strange stage play that we're all stuck in and don't have a choice? You know, did you ever get that feeling that your life, there was some onlookers watching you and perhaps, you know, being entertained by the things that go wrong with you? I mean, did you ever have those days where just every flipping thing goes wrong, no matter what you do, everything just falls apart? I know I have. It really makes you wonder sometimes, what's going on here? Well, here's another one. When Joseph Eigner, who became a well-known portrait painter, turned 18 years old, he tried to hang himself but was prevented from doing so by the mysterious arrival of a Capuchin monk. This took place in Vienna in 1836. 4 years later, in 1840, in Budapest, this same man, Eigner, again tried to hang himself, but was again prevented from doing so by the sudden appearance of the very same monk. You know, what was going on there? Oh, geez, I just lost my place now. Son of a gun, I hate when they do that. Sorry about that, guys. 8 years later, Eigner, who had taken up a revolutionary cause, was sentenced to the gallows for his political activities. He was reprieved, however, at the instigation of a monk. You guessed it, the very same monk. This is the third time this guy shows up at the right time, at the right place in his life. But now, here's a fourth one. Finally, in 1886, when he was 68 years old, Eigner had finally fulfilled his death wish and successfully killed himself with a pistol. His funeral was conducted by the same monk whose name Eigner had never learned. You know, what's up with that? Unless this monk was a stalker, you know, we have to conclude that this was just some bizarre freak set of coincidences. What's the purpose of it? Why? Why do things happen like this seemingly so often in the world? In 1858, Robert Fallon, an Englishman, was accused of cheating at a poker game in San Francisco and was thus shot dead. The money that he had won, $600, was thought to be unlucky since it was won in such a fashion. Therefore, the other players summoned the first passerby to come in and join the game, offering him the $600 to bet with, figuring that they would soon win it back from him and then some. However, by the time the police arrived, the passerby had turned the initial $600 into $2,200. When the police asked for the original $600 to pass it on to the dead man's next of kin, it was soon discovered that the winning gambler was actually the dead man's long-lost son, who hadn't seen his father in 7 years. Again, what do you make of this? I mean, it's just bizarre, folks. Pretty bizarre. During the Civil War, a group of Yankee prisoners was being transferred by train to a prison camp in North Carolina. One of the guards on the train was a 17-year-old named Bev Tucker. His job was to watch over the captives who, for the duration of the journey, had whispered back and forth between each other in a foreign language. They had been speaking in their native Swiss canton, plotting their escape. At a way station, they tried to implement their plan, but were prevented by doing so, by the bayoneters of the entire guard. The reason for this is that Tucker, their guard, just happened to be the only person in the entire Confederate Army who understood their rare language. He had actually gone to school in their native canton. What are the chances of that? Again, is this coincidence? Or was there some reason for this? If so, you know, why don't these freak things happen when you want them to, you know? Like if I play the state lottery tonight, why can't I win? Why can't one of these coincidences happen for me? Henry Tragny, a Frenchman, fought five duels between 1861 and 1878. In the first four, his opponents actually fell dead before a single shot was fired for various reasons, you know, heart attack, stroke, whatever. Before the first shot was fired, his four opponents in these four different duels actually died without him having to fire a shot. In the fifth, he himself fell dead before a single shot was fired. Very, very bizarre. Here's another one. The wedding day of Princess Maria del Pozzo della Cristerna, how's that for a name? Maria del Pozzo della Cristerna, in Turin on May 30th, 1867, was marred by several tragic events. Listen to this. If you ever think your day is going wrong for you and you think you're cursed or something, listen to this poor woman's day. This was her wedding day. All on the same day, this is what happened. Her wardrobe mistress hanged herself. The palace gatekeeper cut his throat. The colonel leading the wedding procession collapsed from sunstroke. The station master was crushed to death under the wheels of the honeymoon train. The king's aide was killed by a fall from his horse. And finally, the best man shot himself. Jeez. Yeah. Man, I thought my life was crazy. All on the same day, too. Right on her wedding day. How about this, guys? Did you ever hear of this one? The 20-year rule for presidents running for office, or candidates running for office. Every president elected on every 20th year, beginning in 1840, either died while in office or at least an attempt on his life was made. Most of them did die and you know, from gunshot wounds. Listen to this one. 1840, William Henry Harrison died while in office. 1860, 20 years later, Lincoln was elected, and of course he was assassinated. In 1880, James Garfield was elected. He was assassinated. In 1900, William McKinley was elected. He, too, was assassinated. 20 years later, once again, Warren G. Harding died in office. He was actually assassinated, too, but they don't tell you that in the history books. All right, guys, short break. I'll pick up with you when we get back. It gets real screwy, even more bizarre than this. Stick with us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Picking up with our discussion here of strange coincidences. So, okay, we left off with 1920. Warren Harding died in office. Actually murdered, but anyway. 20 years later, here we go again. 1940, Franklin Roosevelt was reelected. Of course, he died in office from polio or whatever. 20 years later, of course, JFK was elected. He was assassinated. 1980, Ronald Reagan. Well, there was an attempt on his life. He did pull through. And then, of course, 20 years later, in 2000, George Bush was selected. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, shall we? Excuse me. Anyway, I just don't want to see a good record being broken, that's all. Ooh, could that be violent radicalization? Oh, shut up. Anyway, here we go, guys. This is interesting. Abraham Lincoln and Kennedy similarities. Some of you are probably familiar with these already, but perhaps there's some new ones in here you hadn't heard before. Check this out. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. JFK was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. JFK, of course, elected president in 1960. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives lost children while in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both presidents were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary had the last name Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary had the last name Lincoln. Lincoln's secretary warned him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary warned him not to go to Dallas. Both Lincoln and Kennedy were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by vice presidents named Johnson, who were Southern Democrats and former senators. Just getting warmed up here. Here's some more. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. This is just too bizarre. Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson both have 13 letters. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassinator, anyway, of Kennedy, was born in 1939, 100 years later. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both Lincoln and Kennedy have seven letters. Both names of the assassins are composed of 15 letters. Okay, sorry. Both Lincoln and Kennedy have seven letters. I don't know how I did that. Lincoln was shot at a theater named Ford. Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln made by Ford. Booth ran from a theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. In the first public proposal that Lincoln be the Republican candidate for president on November 6, 1858, it was suggested that a Mr. John Kennedy be his running mate, former Secretary of the Navy. And then finally, this is one I added in. A week before Lincoln was shot, he was in Monroe, Maryland. And a week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. pretty strange stuff. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Since 1988,